the 15-minute morning show podcast. Here we go. It must be Thursday because tomorrow's Friday, and who's ready for a weekend? Or is every day the weekend? I don't even know anymore.
Every day is still awesome.
I saw a meme yesterday. It said, under coronavirus, we now have 3 days of the week. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's it.
Well, thank God we have tomorrow. That's the good news. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I've been talking all morning. You know, we just finished doing our show, and it's time for the 15-minute morning show podcast. Who's in charge here? I'm going to sit back and just be a participant.
Well, can I talk about something I thought was fantastic yesterday for April Fool's Day?
Yeah. Ooh.
So some of my parents' friends, they played the best practical joke on the kids, and they kept it going all day. So because of what's going on with the coronavirus and all the kids doing homeschooling, they were telling the kids that they weren't learning enough. So they were deciding whether or not all the kids would have to repeat this year next year. So if you were in seventh grade, you were going to have to repeat seventh grade. So some of my friends' kids were so upset all day yesterday, and they kept their kids going all day, and they thought that they had to repeat the grade, and it was fantastic.
That must have been the worst. That's not funny at all.
I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was so good. I didn't do it to my kids because I found out about it too late, but it was great. I heard one of the kids telling my son, I cannot believe it. My father had me going all day. I was so upset. I thought it was great. Best joke ever. Fantastic.
Well, I'm glad that we got through April Fool's Day without like some crazy, crazy jokes. Alex sent me one of these fake news stories and you hit it. It's like, April Fool's. And did you see any of these things?
With the junk you're hanging out?
Yes. I got those all day. I was like, oh God, that poor guy. Let him rest in peace. All right. I'm still a participant. I'm sitting back. You guys go ahead.
Oh, he's still a participant. Who's next?
I saw, because a lot of celebrities were still trying to do the whole like, ha ha, gotcha thing, but you can only really do it online. So the pranks were sort of lame. G-Eazy tried to trick everybody into thinking, oh my God, he shaved his head. And all of the comments below were, dude, you suck at Photoshop. Fix your Photoshop skills before you try to prank us. It was so funny.
I fell for one yesterday. I had a friend of mine who was wondering when his stimulus check was coming. So I'm like, oh, hold on. I saw a phone number online. You can call and check. When I called it was a sex line somebody had posted. It was like, call and check for you. And when you picked up, it's like, hey, big boy, are you looking for your big? I'm like, okay, great. Thanks. I fell for it. Okay.
You stayed on the phone, though.
I did.
Stimulus.
And then Little Nas, what did Little Nas X say? I'm not gay. And then I was like, yes, I am.
You got me.
Hello.
You got me, Little Nas X. I'm kind of sad that I wasn't able to do anything this year. It's fun to mess with people.
Yeah. Well, I know, but it's kind of a weird time. I was waiting for the COVID-19 tacky ones to come through, and thank God none of my friends did that.
The grocery store was playing a joke on me because I went there, and then I looked down, and there was no toilet paper in the toilet paper aisle. I'm like, what an April Fool joke.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, pretty bad, actually. No.
What? That's not a joke?
No, I know. Yeah, exactly. There was still no toilet paper is what I was trying to say. I went there yesterday.
Explain the joke.
Down to my last roll. But thank God I'm one person in my house, and I don't eat a whole lot.
Oh, what are you trying to say? Scary. So you don't use that much toilet paper? You don't got to come it out?
Hold on. Are you equating the amount of toilet paper you use to the amount of food you eat?
I mean, that makes sense.
It does make sense. Food in, food out.
Yeah, but it's still just one poop. It's not like you're taking 17.
Yeah, but Gandhi, Gandhi, some poops require more cleanup than others. Sometimes there's a bigger mess on aisle one than there is on other times.
Oh my gosh, really?
I should let you guys host this every day. This is hilarious. By the way, could you sit there and just listen to Scary go on and on for hours? Because he's so entertaining.
I'm trying to make him like Dr. Oz poops, you know, the S-shaped puffy ones.
Oh, you can't control that.
No, because it doesn't require toilet paper.
I mean, how do you try to draw an S?
What do you move your ass around like a skywriter while you're pooping? You make it an S.
You like dancing on the toilet?
No, you have to make sure you eat better food, better quality food, and the right stuff.
This is true.
I'm not making beans and chili during this time.
Oh my
you
god!
Go beans are really good for you. What are you talking
You're
about?
Laughing at me, but you go to more TP that way. I'm trying.
Beans
to,
and chili are good for you, though. I don't give those up so fast.
Okay. Oh my god!
You're okay. laughing. I'm being honest.
I can't.
Well, I still don't think about
one of the things.
Scary! You got kicked off of Zoom. You're out of the Zoom.
Yeah,
room.
Where are you?
Come back to
the Zoom room.
It's not letting
You know, speaking of toilet paper, I still don't understand why there's such a run on toilet paper. Like at this point, we should all have enough.
People still think that there is going to be a run on it, and it is an inexpensive way to control your life. If you see it, people are like, "Oh my God, there's toilet paper! I better get it now while it's there," and they get it, and so there it goes.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
If I go, because we've been talking about how I am probably going to leave and be with my loved ones while we're all still quarantining. If I go and I stay with my boyfriend after he's clear of the quarantine time, I am 100% bringing toilet paper. Because last time I was at his apartment, he had like two rolls and he's like, no, that'll last me like a month. I'm like, you fool. I'm a girl. I need more toilet paper than that. So I'm totally bringing it with me if I go there.
Yeah. Plan ahead.
Yeah.
Good for him. Two rolls in a month. Wow,
yeah. I don't know what he does over there.
Yeah, he's not eating. What's he eating?
Hey, does he listen to the podcast?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Wow. I mean, you guys have been having this long distance relationship, and it seems to be working out really well. But I mean, if you like move in, I mean, that's like a drastic step.
Oh, yeah. So we've been talking about he really wants me to stay with him for the whole time that this is going on. And it does sound fun. Like, I love him and I want to be around him. But going from a long distance relationship to, oh, my God, now we are living together 24/7 for months. I feel like that could introduce some drama that we didn't see. He's super excited about it. And he's like, we'll get to cook dinners together. We get to play house. This will be so fun. And I'm like, it could be. But what if we want to kill each other? Maybe it just needs to happen.
Well, you're never going to know till you try it. I mean, exactly. You've been on vacation with him, right? I mean, what's the longest you've ever been with him?
Probably 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks around the holidays. Okay. And then we took a long trip to the Mediterranean, and that was awesome. We can do it. I think
probably
can
do it.
Yeah. You can do it.
You can
it.
Get through that.
We'll see. We'll see, guys.
Hey, so who's going to invite me to Zoom today for a cocktail? Are we going to do a Zoom cocktail hour?
Yeah, we can
come down anytime you guys want to. Yeah.
Someone sets it up, I'm in.
It's not like we're going anywhere.
I know. That's what Siri and I were talking about that. This is the worst because during quarantine time, you know, and everybody knows that you're stuck at home. Yeah. So we all used to make up excuses to get out of stuff like, oh, sorry, I have an appearance, or sorry, I have to do this. You can't anymore. You just have to do all the things people want.
No, you can still do it, Gandhi. You can say, hey, the Walgreens right down the street from my house. That's about the time they restock their shelves. I'll have to be there.
Did you see what
Gandhi already used that one?
Ice T wrote.
Yeah,
on
I
Twitter.
Did that yesterday.
He wrote, "Hey, if someone owes you money, now's the time to collect. Just go by their house because they are home." So
right,
you follow the mafia on Twitter. Who's owing everybody money right now?
Ice T. Okay. He wrote that. Words of wisdom.
You know what? I have no problem. You know me. I have no problem saying no to anyone. You know, hey, can you blah blah blah? Yeah. No. No. I'm gonna take a nap.
But you're home.
No. I'm reading.
Yeah. Are you guys taking naps every day? Like, I'm finding myself sometimes taking a 4-hour nap. I'm like, this is crazy.
Hell, you know, yeah, I need one. I take like 10-minute naps and then someone bothers me or whatever. I don't know. I wake up.
Wow.
I woke up this morning at 1. I was up until 2 with my mind racing. And then this friend of mine who's lost his mind is texting me at 1:30 in the morning knowing that I keep my thing on because in case there's an emergency. Right. So if you text me, it's going to wake me up. Stop it, asshole. Okay.
Hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, well, nah.
People definitely have lost all sense of time.
Yep.
Well, that's a problem with us because we still have to be here at a certain time. So we cannot lose sense of time.
I know. I am going to bed later, though, because I'm getting up a little bit later and just kind of rolling down the staircase. So, like, you know what I mean?
We can tell.
I put a cup of coffee in the pot. I shut the fuck up. I get. I go, okay, that's good. And then I roll down the staircase. I do try to do my hair a little bit. I feel like it gives me a sense of feeling a little bit better about myself if I, you know, a couple days a week do my hair. But, you know, today I didn't.
Okay. My favorite from Alex is like, whoa, you should invest in a mirror. What an asshole. I really, really want you guys to take a look at this Patrick Melrose show on Amazon Prime. It really is. It's either you're going to love it or hate it. Gandhi, I think you would love it.
I'm going to check it out today.
He is living this strung out, fucked up life where he is like shooting up heroin and then passing out, then waking up and drinking martinis between heroin. I mean, I'm not making it to seem glamorous or at all. It's an awful problem. I know that. I must say that. But this Cumberbatch guy, what a great actor. I never noticed he was so great.
I'm excited to check it out because, as we discussed, I have not shit else to do today. So that'll be my thing.
Okay, let's watch a show about a guy that's hooked on heroin, and then let's have a cocktail. It'll be a great day.
We'll party together. It'll be great.
Is this sort of what we want retirement to look like one day? Well, you just get together with your friends, and then you just drink. Is that what it is? I don't know.
But I want to travel, too. I would like some traveling in there as well.
Yeah, well, we're not getting that in. Hey, so...
But do you know what my mom's doing? She is traveling via YouTube, and she said it is awesome. She will call me and she'll, guess where I went today? I went to Italy. I'm like, what do you mean you went to Italy? She goes, on YouTube, they have a tour of Italy, and I took it, and it was fabulous. I feel like I was in Italy. Tomorrow, I'm going to Hawaii. Like, she is loving this.
If you want a real tour of Italy, you got to go to Olive Garden. I mean, they have the tour of Italy.
I don't think it's open right now.
Once they open again, that's where I'm going. I'm going to whip up my passport and go to the Olive Garden. Why not? I miss traveling.
They have a meal there called the Tour of Italy. Not that I've been to Olive Garden 1,000 times and know that, but it has a little bit of everything. You said something once that totally threw me off, and I need to know if it's true or if I made this up in my head that I heard it. Did you say chicken parmesan is not actually an Italian dish?
Like, it's an Italian American dish. It's like it was truly, truly it was perfected here in the United States. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my good, that blows my mind. How is this possible? I always thought it was straight Italian. But some I will say, when I was there, I didn't see any.
Yeah, no, you're not going to find a lot of chicken parm over there. That's why, you know, there's this big company here in New York called Phil Rizzuto. Is it Phil Rizzuto Tours or something like that?
Oh, Mario Perillo.
Yeah, he had this great company that he put together, and he would take all the Italians from Brooklyn and he'd ship them over to Italy for 2 weeks, and they'd have tour buses, and he owned Italy. And his son still runs the company. They do tours in other countries, too.
They're very successful,
So anyway, he would put these busloads of like blue-haired Italian women from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, on planes, send them to Italy on Alitalia. They would give them these buses and travel, and a lot of them would like run back to the airport because they couldn't find fucking chicken parm anywhere. They're like, they thought Italy was like Brooklyn, and it really isn't. Italy is Italy. Italy is its own beautiful, beautiful spot.
My grandma Nancy and my aunt Millie, their two sisters, they went in the 80s on a Perillo tour of Italy. That's how they went, and they saw it, and they loved it. But
they loved it good.
They were like, where's the chicken parm and the, you know, the pizza?
Exactly. Where's my meatballs? No, over here, we call it polpette. No, I don't want polpette. I want meatballs. It's the same thing. Yeah, spaghetti and meatballs, it ain't happening over there. You know that. If you go to Italy, and I can't wait till Italy is open again and we can go to this most beautiful place. If you go to Italy and go to a restaurant that has spaghetti and meatballs together, leave that restaurant. Because they probably have pictures of the food on the wall. And you don't want to.
It's a tourist trap. They're going to take your kidney.
Speaking of Italians from Bensonhurst, my father called me yesterday. My mother called me, and she was in the car waiting for my father to come out from the bakery. My father gets into the car, didn't even know I was on the phone, and starts yelling. He's like, this freaking woman in front of me in the bakery! He had his mask on. She starts close talking to me, and the place is crowded as it is to get in this fucking place. And she's standing on top of me, and I said, you got to keep your distance. And she says to me, well, let me tell you, I work in a hospital emergency room. Nothing scares me. Well, what about me? God. She's dead and she could be carrying the disease for all I know. I wish I had recorded my father. I didn't. I was listening in. I was eavesdropping on this conversation, but he was fit to be tied.
By the way, another conversation you're not going to hear when you travel to Italy. All right. Someone wrap it up. We're done.
That's our 15-minute
right,
morning
thanks
show.
For listening. Love you.
Love you. Bye. All. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.